everyone, and welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're going to make a chicken roulade, which is a chicken that we're going to beat, the breast we're going to beat, and it'll be flat, and we're going to fill it up with baby spinach, bell peppers, onions, and a red chutney. And this is my way of making it. I think I'm staying away from the fattening stuff. And I want to make a healthy dish. So this is going to be a very tasty, healthy, colorful dish. So let's get started. Couple things that I have already done, but very simple. Not going to show that. But I have made here a chutney. And this is the consistency that you want your chutney to be. This chutney consists of two lemons, fresh lemons, about a tablespoon of cayenne pepper, 4 tablespoons of paprika, 1 teaspoon of Cajun seasoning, and it's gonna be still thick, so you're gonna probably add about this much, so about 1/2 cup of water if you need to. Now, you could also add some vinegar in there if you wanted to, or you could add citric acid if you wanted to preserve the chutney for longer if you were gonna make it. In the filling, I have here first a chicken breast, which is quite huge. And that's what you want to do, is you kind of want to work with a larger piece of chicken breast, unless you want to use the smaller pieces and make individual ones. That would be a great idea too. But the whole concept of this would be that we would make it where it would be a whole. This is exactly what it's going to look like after we're done. So then when after we baked it, we would be able to cut it and it would look like a Swiss roll. So I've got my oven heating, preheating at 400 degrees. We're gonna put this Swiss roll in for about 20 to 25 minutes, depending on your oven. And the stuffing we're gonna stuff it with is baby spinach, fresh. I have here chopped very finely a Vidalia onion, which is a sweet Vidalia onion. I've got, and I can't give you a perfect measurement for these because it really depends on how big your chicken breast is gonna be. I've got some red bell peppers, some yellow bell peppers, some green bell peppers. And you can really do any type of a vegetable stuffing you want. If you wanted to put in asparagus, you can do asparagus as well. And then we have also in the chutney, don't forget to put salt in there. And we're also going to be splashing it with a little bit of lime and a little bit of salt in the end. You're also going to need some plastic wrap. So if you look here, I don't know if you can tell, but I've got a film of plastic wrap here on the bottom here. So I haven't really put the chicken on my table. So I've got the plastic wrap. What you want to do is you basically just want to have enough plastic wrap where you're going to cover the whole chicken, because we're going to beat this chicken until it is nice and about 1/4 inch thick or even lesser. Then we're gonna stuff it. So, and then on my side here, once I get done, I want to show you, got some potatoes boiling. And what I did with those was the lemons that I squeezed into my chutney, and I had the skin and everything. I really don't like to throw those. I usually put it in my garbage disposal, or I put it on the stove, so it has a really good aroma in it. So for here, I put potatoes, which I'm gonna be serving potatoes on the side, and I put my lemon pieces in there, just the rinds, just so that I could get some really nice flavoring going in there. But I just want to quickly see if my potatoes are done, and they are, so I'm gonna turn that off. And I didn't use this knife for any chicken things. So, all right, so now to beat this, yes, I'm using a lime zester or a lime squeezer. The reason why I use this is, number one, I don't have a millet, I have to get one. But number two, I don't miss having a millet because I use this. Millets have little sharp edges. So when you hit this chicken with the millet, what happens is it pierces through the saran wrap and it basically splashes you all over your face. And I don't want any chicken on my face. So this is why I kind of stay away from millets. I mean, you could use it for steak and stuff, but for chicken, I think this is the best thing for me. If you don't have this, use anything else. I mean, really, find something. I'm sure you'll have something in the kitchen that you, like a rolling pin or even a frying pan, something to beat it until you have a nice flat piece. So So I'm gonna go finish this up. When I come back, I'm gonna show you how this piece is gonna look. So I've got this into a piece. Now, it's really hard to come up with I think if I didn't cut the breast in the middle, because they were two pieces of breast, and if I just, that would be really a big piece. So that's something for you to think about. But I think I got where it's gonna be enough for two people, which is perfect, or maybe more. I think we should be able to get, it's gonna be a lot of chicken though. So see how we're just gonna take the top layer off, not touching the insides at all, and just tossing that. So no cross contamination here. Now, I was looking at this piece and thinking, well, you know, I could do it this way, but then I'm not gonna have too much of it wrapped. So I am going to go ahead and wrap it this way, because I have this other roll here, so I think it's gonna be enough for my family. So when you're dealing with chicken, you just wanna make sure that you don't cross-contaminate any of your food items. So the chutney here I have, we're just gonna be adding like little droplets in there, just like so, because I don't wanna use the spoon if I smear it and then go back in there. That's cross-contamination, and I don't wanna do that. So that goes on the side. I've got a spoon here that I used for the chicken. Just gonna, and it's really nice. It's a little thick chutney, which is really, really good because it's really gonna adhere to the chicken. So you wanna make something, a chutney that is going to be a little thick and will help adhere to it. And it's gonna give it a beautiful, beautiful color. When it's done, it's gonna be really nice because the chicken's gonna be white, and then we're gonna have red, and then we're gonna have the vegetables popping up. So here, I'm just gonna add a little bit of our onion in here. Now again, like I said, you can really fill it up with whatever you want. But one thing you wanna be also very careful of is just have everything ready so you're really not looking for things when your hands are, you know, are dirty with the chicken. So there you go. That's, you don't want to fill it up too much because you're going to have a hard time. It's going to become a big roll. Okay. Just going to take some lime and just, it's going to be very, very tasty, tasty chicken. Okay. You know what I forgot? I forgot to put the spinach on the bottom. But that's okay because I did the spinach on the bottom on the other one. So we'll see what it, I don't think it's gonna be much of a difference. And I don't like cooking my spinach. I think when the chicken gets cooked, the spinach gets cooked as well. So there's no need of cooking the spinach and then putting it in there. All right, now I'm gonna be using my hands to get in and roll this up. So, now I have some toothpicks here, but when I did the first roll, I really didn't need to use them. So I don't think I'm gonna need them, but we have them if we need to use them. But, just wanna be patient. Take your time. Okay, and roll it up just like so. I'm just not gonna waste anything. Just trying and putting that on the bottom here. Okay, you wanna put the layer that has the flap on the bottom, okay? There we go. So basically we have no cleanup. This is going to go in the garbage. Now I need to put some paprika and some Cajun seasoning on top. So I'm gonna wash my hands really, really well. Okay. So I've got my paprika. And this is totally, totally optional. Totally optional. If you don't want to have it on top, don't need to. Okay, just so that it has flavor from the inside out. I'm gonna take some parsley and just put some on top. Okay. And then I did line my baking tray with foil, and I had put olive oil in it, into my preheated oven at 400 degrees. We'll come back after 20 to 25 minutes to see how this has cooked up. All right, so what I'm going to do is our chicken roulade is ready with the green chutney. Came out of the oven. And this is what it looks like. Right there. Now I'm just cutting up some boiled potatoes that we did just into bite-sized pieces, and I'm just quickly going to fry it, not fry it, but like pan fry it in a little bit of olive oil. So I put just about a teaspoon of olive oil in there, not much. Then what we're gonna do is just gonna add our potatoes in there, and we don't want to cook these up too much because they are boiled and we just don't want to break them. Okay. All right. To this, I'm going to go ahead and add the bell pepper, onions mixture. And if you don't have any left, you can add something else, or you don't have to add anything at all. So really up to you. Now, the little bit of the marinade is left of the chicken roulade, and I'm going to put that all in there. Just to, you know, because I don't want to waste any of that marinade, because it just has all that chicken flavor in there. Okay, to this, we're going to go ahead and add a little bit of pepper, black pepper. Oop, and I've got two pieces open here. And if you wanted to, I also have some rosemary and garlic mix that we can do. Let me grab that. And this is a Tone's product. It's a rosemary and garlic seasoning. Completely optional. Completely optional. Whoop! Okay. And yep, that's it. Give that a good mix. Turn my stove on, go ahead and plate that. And I'm not gonna plate everything on there because I already have some on there. Okay. But potatoes are extremely tasty. Okay, let's go ahead and cut our chicken roulade. And for this, make sure you use a serrated knife, because no matter how sharp your knife is going to be, it might not cut it very well. And it just looks fabulous. Amazing. I love the colors. And another idea, if you really wanted to, you could also do it with green chutney. And I do have a video of the green chutney, and I was washing my hands again. Okay. Look at that. Look at how beautifully colorful it is. I mean, this is something that is completely guilt-free. It's no amount of carbs in it whatsoever, so you can eat as much as you want. It's got the spinach in there. It's got some of the vegetables in there. I mean, it can't get any better than this. So it's really, really tasty. So, you know, if you had this and maybe 4 or 5 potatoes, you're doing really good for dinner. So I've got one that's cut up and I'm gonna give that a taste test. I'm telling you folks, you guys have to give this a try. It is so delicious. With that red chutney, just gives it that kick. And then you've got that onion and bell pepper filling in the middle, which is really crunchy. And next time, I think I'm just gonna add so much more spinach in there, because really, you know, it feels like there's less spinach in there. Although I did think that I put quite a bit of layer on there, but next time I think I'm gonna put a bigger layer on there or pile it up high, because you can't even tell that there's spinach in there. So it's amazingly delicious. You guys just have to give this a try. So please give this a try. Leave me a comment in the comment section. Would love to hear from you. Give me a thumbs up if you like this video. If you haven't subscribed, subscribe. I'm on Twitter and Facebook. So thank you for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope I can see you here next time with another great recipe. See you then, friends.